Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with senior 4-H member Morgan Brenning during this National 4-H Week.
This week is National 4-H Week, and one area that you're really involved in with 4-H is livestock. Can you share some of the livestock projects that you've been a part of over the years?
Yeah, so I've been heavily involved in livestock throughout my 4-H experience. Mostly, well, every year I show swine at the county fair and the state fair level. Our family really enjoys showing pigs, so we also show at many open shows and national shows around the country, so it's a big part of our lives. I also used to show cattle, but I had to give that up because of softball, and I couldn't fully commit to cattle. But my older sister and my younger sister are still involved in that. So yeah, those are the animals that I'm involved in.
And what would you say are some of the things that you've learned while taking care of livestock and showing livestock?
Yeah, there are so many things that I have learned through showing animals. And it's not just animals, but it's just the 4-H aspect altogether. I've learned responsibility because I have to make sure that I have to get everything done. I have to feed my animals and make sure they're ready for the fair. I also have learned many leadership skills as well as communication skills, having to talk to all the businesses if I need feed or if we have to purchase anything for our animals. And so, yeah, there's just a lot of things, as well as meeting new people on the way for getting all the values that I've learned.
And would you say that there's a highlight looking back, or maybe even a favorite funny memory?
Yeah, there's a lot of memories that I've gained from showing animals. Probably the most important one for me is winning the state fair with my pig. In 2012, that was just an accomplishment that I achieved that I wanted to accomplish throughout my whole 4-H career. And so it's always stayed with me, and I'm glad I accomplished that.
And how old were you then when you won the state fair?
It was 2012, so it was my second year. It was my second year I could show at the state fair, and so I was a little girl showing my pig in the fair. But yeah, I was probably, I don't know, 10 maybe. 11, 12, one of the three. But
so even the young 4-H'ers have the opportunity to compete at a high level.
Yes, exactly. And also at the county fair level, we have a thing called Clover Kids. And so the older 4-H'ers can mentor the younger kids by helping them throughout the summer to prepare for the fair by leading them in the ring with the younger kids so they're not all alone. They can do that for sheep. I think there's bucket bottle, rabbits, chickens, and goats. I think they have Clover Kids with that. So it's a great thing we have at our fair.
And if a potential 4-H'ers or new 4-H'ers who are interested in showing livestock, but that's not something that their family's a part of, maybe they live here in town and that's not something they've ever been a part of, but they want to learn, is that something that they can still do?
Yes, there are many opportunities that 4-H'ers can show livestock without living on a farm. There are many superintendents that you can talk to for each species that can help you out. And there's also a division that is called Single Source. And so you get the animals from that one specific farmer, and you can keep it at their farm, and then you can still go there and raise it. And so you don't have to live on a farm to be a part of it. So there are a lot of opportunities where you can do that.
And you still have all the responsibilities of your counterparts.
Exactly, yeah.
And looking ahead, what are you hoping to work on this year for 4-H?
Pigs mostly. Yeah, I'm getting ready for county fair and state fair, as well as many some open shows this winter and spring. And so I'm excited because this is my last year in 4-H, so I want to do my best and try my hardest.
And do you know what you're going to do after high school?
I do, and surprisingly, it's nothing in agriculture. I want to be a physical therapist, and I'm going to Iowa State to pursue that, but agriculture will always be a big part of my life.
That's been today's Washington Page with senior 4-H member Morgan Brenning. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.